I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, August 26th. A Quincy native recently completed an assignment on board a U.S. Navy vessel. Captain Christopher Hill commanded the USS Arlington over the past year and a half, leading the transport ship through sea trials that included warfare preparation and basic phase deployment training. Arlington was the first ship on the East Coast since the outbreak of COVID-19 to conduct a two-day integrated training event covering every warfare area across the ship. Hill praised his crew as being motivated and professional. Hill, a naval flight officer with the nickname Chowda, took command of the Arlington in April of 2020. His next assignment is a staff position commander of the Naval Air Force in the Atlantic. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy recently honored 41 of their volunteers. The South Shore residents were inducted into Interfaith's Maddie Lang Hall of Fame. The volunteers were honored at a virtual volunteer appreciation night. Local healthcare staffing company IntelliCare was also honored as Interfaith's 2021 Community Partner of the Year. The Hall of Fame is named after one of Interfaith's most dedicated volunteers, Maddie Lang, who gave decades of his life serving Interfaith's clients. Interfaith Executive Director Rick Doan says the honorees responded to an urgent need for volunteers in their food pantry during the height of the pandemic, when 60% of their regular volunteer staff needed to pause their service due to health concerns. The 11th annual Candlelight Vigil to remember those who died from overdose or substance use disorder in Quincy will be held next Tuesday. This year's vigil is set for August 31st at 7 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center or inside Quincy High School auditorium if it rains. Quincy's Substance Use Prevention Coordinator, Laura Martin, says the names and photos of those who've passed away during the past year will be read aloud and put on display. Martin says people struggling with substance use disorder have had difficulty obtaining treatment and counseling during the pandemic. The Quincy Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will hold a special meeting today at 4 p.m. in Tobin Towers on Clay Street in Wollaston. Quincy Retirement Board has scheduled their regular monthly meeting for today from 9:30 to 12:30 at 1245 Hancock Street in Quincy Center. Well, state education officials in Massachusetts have formally issued a statewide mask mandate for all public K through 12 students and staff. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education sent notice of the mandate, which is effective immediately, to all public school districts yesterday afternoon. On Tuesday, the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education voted 9-1 to give DESE's Commissioner Jeffrey Riley the authority to mandate masks indoors for all public K through 12 students and staff. Riley pushed for a mandate to be put in place through October 1st to ensure schools fully reopen safely and to provide time for more students and educators to get vaccinated. The mask mandate will only apply indoors and to children 5 and older, and there would be exceptions for students and staff who can't wear a mask due to medical condition or behavioral needs. All visitors are also expected to wear a mask in school buildings. In addition, masks are required for student athletes and coaches who participate in any indoor sports-related activity, which is in alignment with guidance provided by the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. After October 1st, middle and high schools would be allowed to lift the mask mandate for vaccinated students and staff only if the school is at least 80% vaccinated. Unvaccinated students and staff would still be required to wear a mask. Although Catholic schools are not bound by the public school mask mandate that was handed down by state officials, the Archdiocese of Boston says it will follow the rule anyway. Students aged 5 and older will be required to mask up indoors through October 1st, as well as staff and teachers in the 65 schools under direct control of the Archdiocese. The decision was made after speaking with Cardinal Sean O'Malley. for the other 31 schools that fall within the Archdiocese but aren't under its direct control. Officials said they strongly recommend following the same guidelines. The Archdiocese also continues to urge people to get vaccinated to bring the pandemic under control and keep families safe. A man accused of stealing an Amazon delivery van was arrested last night following a car chase that ended in Wellesley. 23-year-old Cameron Mignon from Sharon was charged with negligent operation of a motor vehicle leaving the scene of a property damage crash and failing to stop for police. At about 6:30 last night, state police joined Norwood police in a pursuit of a stolen van on I-95 North in Needham. Pursuit continued onto Route 9 West. According to police, the van struck a Needham police car during the pursuit and continued on. Eventually, on Glen Road in Wellesley, state police used a tire deflation device that struck one of the van's tires. Police said the van turned onto Glenbrook Road, a one-way street, and came to a stop about 7:20 p.m. Mignon was taken into custody without incident. State police said he will likely face further charges from local police. A Hall man is facing criminal charges after police say he robbed a Rockland Trust bank yesterday. Officers responding to a reported bank robbery on Nantasket Avenue at about 3:30 learned that a suspect had just passed a teller a note demanding money and then fled with an undisclosed amount of cash. About 15 minutes later, officers located Perry Hamilton and arrested him following a brief foot pursuit on charges of unarmed robbery and larceny. Billions of dollars in infrastructure funding that would go toward projects such as replacing the aging Cape Cod bridges has not yet been passed by the House or signed by President Biden, but Massachusetts lawmakers are already praising the legislation. Senator Ed Markey, standing at the Sagamore Bridge yesterday, said they were successful in the Senate and securing nearly $8 billion for Massachusetts in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Markey, along with Congressman Bill Keating and other Cape Cod leaders, announced that money for Massachusetts in the bipartisan legislation would fully fund the replacement of the Sagamore and Bourne bridges. Keating says repairing the 80-plus-year-old bridges is neither a viable nor a fiscally responsible action. The New England District of the Army Corps of Engineers has jurisdiction over the bridges. The new spans would also bridge the gap in safety, providing a divided median and a protected pedestrian walkway. Markey says he is hopeful for completion of the new bridges by 2025 or 2026. The infrastructure bill also includes more than $4 billion for updating roads and highways. Federal ocean regulators are considering new rules to protect endangered North Atlantic right whales from fishing gear. The whales number only about 360 and are vulnerable to entanglement in the gear. Most of the government's efforts to protect them has focused on regulating gear used to harvest lobsters and crabs. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said it's working on a new phase of rules that will focus on other fisheries, including those that use gill nets and those that use traps and pots. Lobster and crab gear are the primary threat to the whales, but they're also vulnerable to gear used to harvest fish, conch, and other valuable species. NOAA said it's hosting a series of webinars with members of the fisheries in September and October. The agency said the webinars will be used to gather input about upcoming rules. NOAA has also been working on new rules for the lobster and crab fisheries. The agency said those rules are expected to be finalized soon. Check of business news this morning, and stocks gained ground. The Dow was up 39 points, the NASDAQ rose 22, and the S&P added 9. Asian stocks were lower. The dollar fell, the euro was down, and oil at $68 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox lose to the Twins 9-6. They play again at Fenway at 7:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast: a heat advisory with hazy, hot, and humid conditions today, high 94 degrees. Muggy tonight, low of 74. Tomorrow, hazy sunshine, very warm and humid, a high 89. And then cooling off a bit on Saturday, partly cloudy, high 76. Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm, high 77. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light southerly wind, and a high tide right before 3 p.m. Sun rose at 6:03, sets at 7:27. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 26th.